This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Terrence Sims, please note the following medical letter. The first name is Terrence, T-E-R-E-N-C-E. Last name is Sims, S-I-M-S. On July 18th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as took the history directly from the patient via telephone period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 48-year-old male, height 6'1" tall, weight 195 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about December 21st of 2021, period. The patient was sleeping in the sleeping berth of a semi-truck. The vehicle was parked for the night when a trailer truck struck the patient's vehicle at a truck stop, period. The patient was thrown from the bed, hitting the refrigerator and landing on the floor, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain injury, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, left arm, comma, and tingling and numbness into his left hand, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still having pain in his neck and left shoulder, with pain down his left arm into the hand, period. New paragraph. His neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. They suggested to him some injections, but insurance was unable to pay for it at this time, period. The pain radiates down his left arm and hand, and he still has numbness and tingling, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a pins and needles sensation, period. The intensity of the pain ranges in the intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Left shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He states that surgery was discussed with him, period. The same was also discussed for the cervical area, period. His left shoulder pain is constant, period. The left shoulder pain is throbbing, stabbing, and burning, period. The pain is intense at a 10 out of 10, both on a good and a bad day, period. The pain radiates into his arm and hand, period. New paragraph. Timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen in the emergency room at Marion, Indiana, treated and released, period. One day later, seen at St. Mary's Ascension emergency room in Saginaw, Michigan. He was given medicine and referred to Dr. Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N, orthopedics, period. He was seen several times over a 2.5-year period. He was given physical therapy and medication, period. He has had 2 sessions of physical therapy, period. He was advised, and did want injections, but insurance has not covered it, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, basketball, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, dressing himself, comma, as well as hygiene and washing himself, comma, and driving over 30 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications are over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals a hernia repair of the navel area. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck in the past period. The patient never injured his left shoulder in the past period. The patient never had numbness or tingling or pain down his left arm in the past period. The patient has never been involved in a serious automobile accident in the past, only minor accidents with none requiring treatment, period. The patient has not had a prior work injury, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a truck driver who has been off work for the last 3.5 years because of this automobile accident, period. He applied for permanent disability but has not gotten a response back yet, period. He tried to return to work after the automobile accident, but he was fired after working 2 days as he was unable to work, period. Therefore, it is my feeling that the patient has been unable to work medically due to this automobile accident since the time of the automobile accident, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to discuss some of the pertinent findings noted on records, period. Ascension St. Mary's Hospital records. Date is December 27th, 2021. On physical examination, they noted abnormalities. The chief complaint was 45-year-old male presents to St. Mary's Town Center Emergency Room Department with complaints of left shoulder pain, period. He was evaluated 5 days ago in Indiana, and had CT imaging of the neck and left shoulder, period. States the pain started in the shoulder and radiates down the left arm, period. Mechanism of injury was MVC. They obtained x-rays of the left shoulder and left clavicle. They were negative for acute traumatic injury, period. They state, I am suspicious for soft tissue injury and will give the name and number for the on-call orthopedic surgeon, period. Their disposition was a left shoulder pain, period. More records from capital M, capital G, capital H. Records from MGH. Initial exam, December 22nd, 2021. History of present complaint, workman's comp, initial visit. Neck, comma, left shoulder, and lumbar back pain after semi-tractor hit while parked and sleeping last night. States was knocked out of sleeper, bed jolted, and landed on left shoulder, period. Neck pain and left shoulder pain rated 7 out of 10. Lumbar back pain 5 out of 10, period. Examination was abnormality with abnormalities in range of motion noted, as well as tenderness. The abnormalities were noted in the neck and vertebral thoracic and lumbar areas, period. Assessment 1, acute sprain of ligaments of neck, 2, injury of left shoulder, 3, lumbar sprain, period. More records from Ascension St. Mary's Spine and Rehab, March 23rd, 2022. Mr. Sims presents to physical therapy with complaints of left-sided neck pain, period. He also has numbness and tingling occasionally in the back of his upper arm and forearm, as well as into all his fingers and thumb, period. On December 21st, 2021, he was sleeping at a rest stop in Indiana in his semi, and another semi-truck backed into his truck near where his head was located, period. since followed up with his doctor because of his symptoms haven't been getting better. He is currently off work. Period. MRI report dated May 18th, 2022 of the cervical spine show degenerative changes of the cervical spine, including disc bulges at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7, period. Records from Essentia Medical Group Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Saginaw, Michigan, January 4th, 2022, presents with complaints of sudden onset of constant episodes of severe left shoulder pain radiating to left upper arm, comma, left entire arm, comma, left neck, comma, left hand, and left elbow, period. Symptoms resulted from an MVA, period. Started December 21st, 2021. Assessment 1, left shoulder pain. 2, radicular pain. On physical examination, he is a little bit weak to belly press testing, period. He has pain along the lateral chest and rib area, period. He has radicular pain going down from the neck, comma, all the way down to the arm with numbness and tingling in his hand, period. Assessment. Left shoulder radicular pain, period. Most of his issues seem to be radicular in nature, comma, so I think he needs to be evaluated for his neck, period. We will get him an MRI of his left shoulder, period. EMG and nerve conduction study, upper extremity, dated October 25th, 22, was a normal study, period. Records from St. Mary's of Michigan, November 29th, 2023. Follow-up for an industrial injury as a heavy-duty truck driver several years ago, period. He has been evaluated and had extensive assessments and therapy for his left shoulder, period. There is no evidence of rotator cuff tear on MRI, period. There is some asymmetry of the pectoralis major, and I think he had a partial tear of this, so we obtained a CT scan, period. Cervical spine assessment shows a small disc bulge, and he has some evidence on physical examination of a mild carpal tunnel syndrome, period. We have tried to get him to return to work in a lighter duty status, and this has not gone all that smoothly, period. CT scan results showed no major asymmetry. I think there is injury to the left upper part of the pectoralis major, but it is not causing enough asymmetry or any avulsion that I would recommend surgery for it, period. Assessment 1, cervical spondylosis. 2, contracture of pectoralis major. They did a physical medicine and rehab referral, period. Records from Ascension Medical Group Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, March 14th, 2023. Here for follow-up of left shoulder and neck pain, period. An MRI of the shoulder was ordered, showed some bursal changes to suggest bursitis, but no complete rotator cuff tear, period. Active problems are 1, anxiety, 2, carpal tunnel syndrome of the left wrist, 3, neck pain, 4, neuritis of the left ulnar nerve, 5, radicular pain, 6, shoulder pain, 7, spondylosis cervical spine, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing all the records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above, and for which he has sustained as a result of the workman's comp truck accident of December 21st, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, disc bulges, It's C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7, period. Number two, left shoulder trauma, pain, and strain, period. Number three, lumbar sprain, trauma, and pain resolved, period. Number four, carpal tunnel syndrome, period. The above four diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of December 21st, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to render impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the cervical area, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the left shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an 11% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 7% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 10% whole body impairment as a result of the work injury of December 21st, 2021, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and left shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised that he will need a pain specialist, but at this point in time does not have the funds to see one, period. He was recently referred to the pain specialist as well as physical therapy, but he is unable to afford it at this time. The patient will benefit by more physical therapy as well as consultation with a pain specialist, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost $80 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some additional injections in the neck and left shoulder. Additional injections in the neck and left shoulder would cost $3,500, period. The patient will ultimately require surgical intervention at a cost of $80,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.